Okay, Nona, on to your area of expertise. By the way, Nona Peltier is in the studio because it's time for business and it's 26 minutes away from six. A couple of confidence surveys point to tough times ahead. What is the latest?
Well, we had two today. Doubleheader there. We had the consumer confidence story this morning. That is really about the R word. Recession. No one really likes the sound of that. And the confidence survey was taken sometime after the economic news came out last week about the GDP and the word about recession in the second half of last year. That shook a lot of consumers. That made them feel a little less confident than they otherwise would. So fell 9 points, the confidence. That's to 86.4. That's pessimistic, really, because 100 is the sort of the neutral mark. And not only that, their inflation expectations held steady at 4.5%, which is not going to be music to the ears of the Reserve Bank, because inflation expectations are almost as bad as actual inflation, because they make people feel like, oh, well, I've got to pay more. That's how it is. My expectations are being met, as opposed to, wait a minute, that's too much. I'm going to go shopping somewhere else. So inflation expectations are a big one. And yeah, certainly that definitely showed that there was a drop in confidence. A net 24% of consumers think it's a bad time to buy major appliance. So that's not going to be good news for retailers. On the other hand, we also got the business confidence story today from the ANZ. And in that one, the business confidence fell 12 points. So even more so than the others, a net 23%. Yeah, so they think in their own outlook is down, 7 points. All these are just numbers, but what they do tell us is that the out there businesses and consumers are not feeling very confident. The ones that were in the worst state of, I guess, sentiment was construction. Biggest fall in activity, followed by retail. But the ANZ chief economist Sharon Zellner thinks that retailers may have turned the corner there. So there may be some, I don't know, I guess I can't quite figure that out, because if you look at the consumer survey, it indicates that really people aren't buying anything.
Let's move on to these couple of big companies that have had their announcements this morning. What are the details?
Okay, so we had, first of all, we had Synlait come out early on, and they put themselves in a trading halt. They were supposed to pay off a big debt or settle a debt, $130 million. It was supposed to be settled today, but instead they said that they needed more time to talk to their shareholders and also the banks. So they've got to pay that bill. They've had nothing but bad luck lately, Synlait. This is one thing after another for that company. They've been trying to sell one of their businesses, Dairyworks, I believe it's called. It's not sold, and that's an issue because everyone knows, according to the market, that it's a forced sale. Like, they have to sell it. That never works out very well for the company that's trying to sell. They're not getting the price they want, so they haven't sold it. They haven't got a buyer at this stage, so that's not great. We also then heard from Fisher & Paykel shortly after. They have a big product recall, a global recall of one of their breathing devices. It has like a – so these devices are the ones that you use at home or wherever, and they have like an alarm on them if it does, they don't start to – they're not working properly. Well, the problem is with the alarm. So they're working properly, but if they stop working properly, the alarm –
it's not working.
It may not. So they've got to recall 9,000 of these, and they expect it to cost about $12 million. The share price in that case fell, I think I said 3% today. Yeah, nearly 3%. So there you are. That is a lot going on.
Right. Speaking of share prices, that is opening the door to the markets.
It is indeed. Despite that drop from Fisher & Paykel, one of our bigger companies, the top 50 index, it rose 0.8%. That was a gain of 95 points to 12,105. And it could have been because of the comments that the Reserve Bank governor made over to our editor, Giles Beckford. He said that, we may be seeing the end of interest rate hikes, and that, there could be some easing coming up. Well, that was enough to see the New Zealand dollar drop a little bit as well. It fell to 59.8 US cents because, if interest rates go down, well, then there you go. I mean, that drives down the value of the New Zealand dollar. So 91.7 Australian, also a drop. And 47.4 British pence, although the Kiwi did come up to 59.9, which is where it's been for a few days now. So I guess we're going to wait to see what happens over the weekend. There'll be some big news coming out of the United States, and that could change the whole complexion of the markets.
Well,
by Tuesday.
We await your next update. Thank you, Nona. That is Nona Peltier with Business News.